Brothers and Sisters, Part 1. It's late now. You have to go to bed early. The holidays are over and you have school tomorrow. Yesterday, I told you a story about the Festival of Lights, remember?
Yes.
Well, today I will tell you a story about another festival. The five best friends are swimming along when Kathy says, "The other day, our Nepalese friend, Niranjani, told me about this beautiful festival they call Bhai Tika. Bhai means brother, and on that day, sisters celebrate their brothers and wish them good luck by putting vermilion powder of 7 different colors on their forehead."
Oh, so the tikka is called vermilion powder?
Yes, that's what the red or orange powder is called in English.
I didn't know that.
So Kathy continues, "It is a celebration to keep them protected and wish them well in life. That they should stay healthy, that their study should go well, and that all their dreams should come true. Tomorrow is Bhai Tika, and I think we should celebrate it. I will ask Niranjani to join us with her sisters so that she can teach us what to do. What do you think?" And Annie says, "That's a great idea. Let's surprise our brothers."
What if there's only sisters and they want to put tikka on each other? Would that be Bhaini Tika?
Yes, I suppose that would be Bhaini Tika. But so far, the tradition is only Bhai Tika. So they all start preparing for Bhai Tika. Kathy, Lizzie, Annie, Niranjani and her sisters all go shopping to buy gifts for their brothers. Kathy buys her brothers a fast toy car and that is big enough to sit in.
I would have bought a fire truck for my Bhai.
Annie gets a violin for her brother because she knows he loves art and music as much as she does. Lizzie buys a frying pan for her brother who dreams of becoming a chef. And Niranjani and her sisters buy a microphone for Elliot and a pair of binoculars for Ruben. The next day, they all go to Kathy's house because they've decided to have a big Bhai Tika celebration. And Kathy lives in the biggest house of all of them.
Really? How big is your house? Does she have many sofas?
She has 6 big sofas in her living room, more than enough space for everyone to sit and even play around if they wanted.
That's so many sofas. Maybe she can have 25 people sitting on her sofas.
Yes, exactly. Niranjani and her sisters arrive and teach their friends how to make colorful rangoli. They all sit on the porch to make these colorful decorations for the surprise celebration. Kathy brings out a big silver platter with many sections in it, and Niranjani puts 7 different colorful powders in them: red, pink, yellow, green, purple, orange, and white. She explains that these colors are regarded as reflections of sunlight and symbolizes the sister's wish for her brother to be as powerful as the sun. They will use these colorful powders to put Bhai Tika on their brothers. Niranjani takes them out 4 garlands of green grass and 4 of the globe amaranth, which she has woven herself. She puts them on a tray and says, "This green garland and the amaranth garlands, which do not wither or fade away easily, are to wish our brothers prosperity and everlasting life." They put the tray and platter on a table in the middle of the room. "Let's blow some balloons for them," says Lizzie. They all agree and soon the room is filled with colorful balloons.
Most decorations are blue, right? Because boys like blue.
You know, boys loving blue and girls loving pink is all in the head. Boys can like pink and girls can like blue.
But you and Pi love blue.
You love blue too, right?
I only love pink.
Well, they decorate the room with all different colors. They also decide to put photos of their brothers on strings hanging from the ceiling. All the gifts on the table in the middle of the room.
And a big card that says, "Happy Bhai Tika."
Yes, of course. And they put lots of decorative lights everywhere to light up the room. But it is a surprise party. So the last thing they do is switch off the lights so their brothers don't suspect anything.
Bhai actually loves both blue and pink.
Yes, he does. Okay, time to sleep. We'll continue the story tomorrow.
But the brothers are about to arrive. Can you finish the story now?
Well, yes, the brothers are on their way. Tomorrow night you will hear the rest of the story.
Okay then. Good night, Papa.